All right, as you're heading back to your seats, I invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Good morning, children. Come on up. Yay! Always looking forward to seeing you guys every week. Thanks for being here. So fun. So yesterday, I invited you guys to do open door ministry with me. And I had two of you come and help yesterday, and I want to give you a fist for that because that was huge. Stanley, Cormac, way to go. That was awesome. It was a great experience. Is there anything, Stanley and Cormac, that you want to say about it before? Not really? Are you guys proud of the work that you did? Yeah, it was really awesome. So I was very proud of you, too. You went back and forth. You were runners. Yeah. 150. How many people was it, Miss Connie? Oh, she's not listening. 100 and how many people yesterday did we serve? 184 people. So that was pretty awesome. So how do you think, Stanley, how do you think that the church where we were serving, pays for all of that food and clothing? You have no idea. Yeah. That's why I kind of wanted to bring it up. Well, we could say God provides, which is true. God provides, right? But all the people in the church, and even people in our church, help give money to be able to buy those things, to be able to buy the food and the clothing. And all of the people who were helping were all volunteers like you. So you're just helping. You weren't expecting anything from it. But we give things to the church so that the church can help people who need help, right? And that's what our whole purpose is to show our love through our gifts and our service. So I was really proud of you. I hope that next time more of you will come. It's a cool experience and get to help hand out food, clothing, coffee, and get to meet some really kind people. Okay, so let's put our hands together and pray. And we'll say, just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for the many blessings you pour upon us. Guide and direct us in all that we do. And use your gifts for its intended use. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to ask everybody, you can either go back to your parents or sit in the front row. How about you sit in the front? Everybody sit in the front row except for third graders. Third graders, you are going to find your Bible and you are going to kneel. Oh, wait, we have one more song. We have one. Oh, okay. We're doing third grade Bible. Sorry. Go ahead and kneel by your Bible, and we will do the blessing of the Bible, and then we will head out to Children's Church.
All right. So it's an exciting time. We get to give some third grade Bibles to some of the third graders. Cormac Stanley, you'll get there. You're gonna be in third grade pretty soon. It goes really quick, and then you'll get your very own third grade Bible as well. So we have, I think there's 7 third grade Bibles up here for this morning. Some couldn't be here, and some will be at the second service as well. So, all right. So this is Caroline Norman. This is Rosie Stark. And August Hazlett with us today. So, friends, if y'all can put a hand out, we're going to pray over these, my friends here. and then we will present them their Bible. God, we love you and thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to be here in this place that we can continue to nurture your children, Lord, provide space for them to grow and wonder together and to be who you have called them to be as they get older and older. And so may this gift today, this Bible, be a word unto their path. May it be a light unto their path. May it help them and encourage them along the way as they grow closer and closer to you in knowledge and love of you. And so we give you thanks this morning for all of the third graders, and we give you thanks for August, Rosie, and Caroline this morning who are here, and may they receive this gift of love from the church. And yes, may it just be a gift of grace in the days ahead. Lord, we love you and thank you for this time together. Amen. All right. So.
All right. I wanted to say one thing if I
yeah.
could. So every time you come to church, we do a Bible lesson. And I was thinking a great way for you to just kind of break this Bible in is go home and read whatever story we read in Sunday school and read it again for yourself. And that will be a great way to get started using your Bible. Okay. All right. Yay. Yeah.